COVID-19 cases are again surging through portions of Michigan. Hospitalizations are back up, and the number being tested for coronavirus is actually going down in many areas of the state. What's happening locally? I'm David Fair, and throughout the pandemic, we've checked in with the Washtenaw County Health Department to keep up to date on what is happening in our community. Joining us with the latest is Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. It's nice to talk with you again, Susan.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having us.
Are we seeing the numbers for people being tested drop in Washtenaw County as reported in other parts of the state?
You know, we haven't seen that as much, but honestly, I think we don't look as much at that as an indicator as we do at our rate of positive tests. So we have seen that rate of positive tests start creeping back up.
And is that manifesting with hospitalizations as well?
Yeah, unfortunately, when we see those cases go up, we see the hospitalizations follow behind that. And then typically the death numbers, there's often a lag of about a month when we see those case numbers go up that we start to see those death numbers go up. But at this point, we're definitely seeing our daily cases back up over the hundreds per day. And our hospitalizations are also up there. In the last 24 hours, we saw 158 cases and 7 hospitalizations.
Do you have an idea of how many of the new cases are of the variant variety?
Unfortunately, we don't have a good idea. We know that it's circulating. Unfortunately, one of the things that's happening right now in terms of really knowing how many cases are the variants, not every case is tested for a variant. So when there are cases tested, that's an additional process and can take some time. So it can be a week or two before we know a situation may be tied to a variant. And of course, that makes it difficult to act upon it. We do know that we're seeing variants increase. Some of the local testing, for example, that happens at Michigan Medicine, they've seen the proportion of cases that they're doing that sequencing and looking for the variant, they've seen that proportion increase. But all of that means that we just can't really rely on the number of cases of the variants. We know that that's probably one of the factors happening that's leading to additional rise in cases right now.
And at least early evidence is that it is more contagious, so we need to be particularly diligent.
Correct. That's exactly the concern. And again, is a reminder that we need to keep doing everything possible to reduce and prevent transmission. It's not the time to let up.
We're talking with Susan Ringler-Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department on 89.1 WEMU. And effective yesterday, Susan, everyone aged 16 and older became eligible for vaccination. But that doesn't mean signing up today is going to get you an appointment right away, correct?
Correct. These increases in eligibility that have happened, you know, broadly at the state level are both a blessing and a frustration, because that eligibility still doesn't mean a vaccine appointment is immediately available, right? We have large numbers of people eligible. We continue to be in this place where we have high demand for a vaccine and low supplies. That doesn't mean people aren't getting vaccinated. We're vaccinating thousands of people per week locally, but it is still a bit of a challenge to get that appointment right away. Good news, though, is there are additional options. We at the health department continue to do thousands of appointments a week. There are also many pharmacies now that are doing a large number of vaccinations, as well as the more recent Ford Field option for those that are able to head to the Detroit area. So increasing options for that vaccination, but still there may be a little bit of a delay in actually getting an appointment for folks newly eligible.
In the last couple of conversations that we've had, you have noted that there had been more vaccine doses becoming available to our area and through the health department. Is that a trend that you expect to continue, or is it going to consistently be a struggle moving forward to get what you need?
You know, it's a little hard for us to predict, because so much of it depends on the demand. And, you know, on one hand, it's fantastic that we're seeing a high demand for the vaccine. We're not having to do a lot of work to convince people to get it. So that's great. at some point we expect to reach that point where we will shift and focus more on the education for folks that might have more questions. But right now that's not happening. We do continue to get somewhere in the neighborhood of 5,000 to 7,000 doses per week at the health department. However, those numbers are a little bit inconsistent. So they don't necessarily trend up every week. One week we might get 1,000 less, the next week 1,000 more. So that makes it a very, very challenging for us to be able to plan ahead or to predict very accurately how fast we'll move through people. But in general, the amount has increased and has sort of been holding steady in that 5,000 to 7,000 range.
What percentage of Washtenaw County residents have been vaccinated to this point? At least one dose.
Yes, at least one dose. We've been focusing initially on our older population, and fantastic news there for our residents 65 and older. We have over 80% of them locally that have had at least one dose, and that's really good
news.
That sounds
above average.
It does. It is one of the highest numbers in the state at this point. So we're very, very pleased to see that. So making some excellent progress with our older adults. Overall, now that we're just beginning this broader eligibility, we're at about 37% of our residents, 16 and older, that have one dose. And of course, many of them are just now eligible. So hopefully we'll see that percentage increase very quickly here.
And can we get to that 70% vaccinated rate by the end of the year as the goal has been set?
Well, hopefully. I mean, I'm frankly surprised we got there this quickly with our 65 and older. So that's really, really good news. And, you know, as long as our supplies don't decrease and hopefully kind of steadily increase, I feel pretty optimistic that we'll start getting there, yeah.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. Susan, the Office of the State Employer is now saying that about half of the state's 48,000-person workforce should plan on continuing to work from home until at least mid-July. They had initially set a date of May 1st, and obviously with a pandemic so uncertain, things do and can change. Is Washtenaw County going to follow suit with those recommendations?
Washtenaw County as a whole is looking carefully at those. I'm not sure if they've made a decision. You know, for us at the health department, we've kind of been operating with a mix of that in many ways, where we continue to have most and a lot of our staff at our vaccination clinics. So working in person, but otherwise, you know, working remote, and our other clinical services are a bit limited at that point. But we're a little bit different than other county departments because our work is all so focused on COVID. I do know that the county level has extended the emergency declaration. So that does continue to let bodies and so forth meet remotely, which right now is a very good thing because of the increased cases that we're seeing. We really want to continue to take those precautions, not necessarily rely on vaccination as a tool on its own, right? We need to use all of those tools to help us get through this, and that means continuing to mask and distance and wash and do all those other things that do prevent and slow spread at this point.
You know, I assume that a substantial part of the reason we've seen increases in the number of cases and hospitalizations can be at least in part attributed to the slow reopening of the economy and the lifting of restrictions. In your estimation, what conversations are you having about the danger of going back to more restrictive orders?
You know, we at this point aren't having a lot of conversations about new restrictions, but more about, you know, reinforcing doing what we can do to operate as safely as possible. That said, a lot of folks are asking, for example, about our schools and school activities, since many of our schools were returning to activities now during this time when we're seeing cases increase. We have a significant proportion of our cases now happening among younger people and associated with athletic events and clubs and so forth. So unfortunately, if trends continue the way they are, we might have to reconsider working with schools or other entities on some sort of of restrictions. We're not at that point yet. For comparison, right now here locally, our test positivity, you know, those that proportion of tests that come back positive is right around 5%, which is an increase. However, statewide right now, it's over 16%. So if we continue in that direction, we might certainly have to be looking at some more aggressive ways to slow that trend. We're just not there yet, and we're crossing our fingers. We can really do a good job of using all those tools. And, you know, for example, we're just coming off in many, many cases from spring break where folks did travel. So if folks traveled, it's a great idea to take some additional precautions to get tested, to stay away from others, to make sure you're using those precautions. And hopefully that can contain somewhat additional surges.
Thank you so much for the time and sharing the information again today, Susan. I appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. She is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.